Villagers, get ready. Here's Miss T with a word designed with you in mind.
On WJBE.
This is March 19th, the first day of spring. And this is Tanisha Baker, excited to bring you the show with the flow that keeps you in the know. You're tuned in to Talking with T. If today is your birthday, you share it with your birthday mates. Actor Bruce Willis, actress Glenn Close, late comedian Moms Mabley, and late comedian and actor Fred Berry, who I most remember from the sitcom What's Happening. Today in history, the New Negro Theater was founded in Los Angeles by Langston Hughes. Today on the national calendar is celebrated as National Certified Nurses Day, it's National 3D Day, National Backyard Day, National Poultry Day, National Chocolate Caramel Day, and National Let's Laugh Day. While it is the first day of spring, winter is trying to fight back with the temperatures today. Somebody, let winter know that its turn is over. It's time for warmer weather. The lows last night reached 28 degrees, and it won't be much warmer tonight with lows in the 30s. Now, we will warm up a bit later in the week during the day with temperatures reaching the mid to upper 60s, but the evenings will still be cool. Remember that March is Women's History Month. The list of women that have made contributions to our country and our world through their intellect in science, politics, medicine, education, technology, the arts, music, and activism is tremendous. Together, we can continue to champion the cause of equality, lifting up voices that deserve to be heard, and celebrating all the wonderful and amazing contributions of women.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, ladies.
Celebrating Women's History Month.
Hey, this is Beyonce.
This is Tamia.
This is Keisha Cole.
What's up, it's her.
Hey, this is Janelle Monae.
Talking with G-Ryu.
Hashtag engage, educate, and empower.
Today, I'd like to highlight one of my favorites, Maya Angelou, poet extraordinaire and civil rights activist. You may shoot me with your words and you may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Ooh, I am such a fan of these words. And many others she blessed us with through her depth, insights, intelligence, creativity, and spirit. And while we're talking about poets, let's celebrate local Nikki Giovanni, born right here in Knoxville on June 7th, 1943. Nikki Giovanni grew up to become a world-renowned poet and a leading figure in the Black arts movement. Her notable works included Black Judgment in 1968, and Those Who Ride the Night Winds in 1983, which reflect her deep engagement with African-American culture and civil rights issues. As a celebrated poet, writer, commentator, activist, and educator, Giovanni's work is not just a reflection of her personal journey, but also a call to action and empathy. As we are entering into the spring season, remember our theme this month is Spring into Action. You are encouraged to just jump in with both feet and do something. Make some movement on your mission and go after your goals. The time is now to work towards your dreams. I encourage you to make today the day, not someday, but today. Tomorrow isn't promised, but you have the right now, and you deserve you. You are worthy of every dream and goal you have. Spring into action. I'm pulling for you. Talking with T would love to feature your organization or business. Become a sponsor or advertise on the show. Let us help you reach more people and promote your brand, service, or product. Keep it where it's at. I'll be right back. Thanks for tuning in to Talking with T.
Business owners, church leaders, entrepreneurs, why not build your brand on Talking with T, your urban talk show, designed to engage, educate, empower, and encourage. Call today, 865-409-1170 for more details, or visit talkingwitht.com.
You could buy me down.
not just dough, but a show that you know she is worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will and she can find a man who knows her worth. Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees her.
Welcome back to Talking with T,
Spilling the Tea.
Are you ready for this?
Let's review trending news and hot topics. Let me start by giving a local congratulatory shout out to the Fulton Falcon High School basketball team. They won their fifth state title overall and their first repeat since 2008 and 2009. I am also extremely proud of the Austinese Roadrunner basketball team for making it to state and giving it a good shot. Now, y'all know I'm a bit partial since this is my alma mater and this is also my show. So, I'm going to always shout out and support the AE Roadrunners beat beat. While I'm in a congratulatory mood, I want to highlight some winners from the 55th NAACP Awards. Fantasia Barrino wins Outstanding Actress in a Motion Picture. Usher wins the President's Award. New Edition wins the Hall of Fame Award. Taraji P. Henson wins Best Supporting Actress, and Damson Idris wins Outstanding Actor in a Drama Series. And my fellow Snowflake fans know he is very deserving. And Amanda Gorman accepted the Chairman's Award. Now, there is going to be a rare solar eclipse on April 8th. Knox County Schools has decided to give students a half day off for this special occasion. The schools will provide solar eclipse glasses and materials from the science department to help students safely witness the event. Now, here in Knoxville, we will only see a partial eclipse, but some areas just a few hours away, if you want to drive, will experience a total eclipse and the sky will go completely dark. Other school districts across the country are doing the same thing. Four teens were arrested after police responded to a shooting Saturday night near Westtown Mall. Luckily, there were no gunshot victims. The teens were 15 and 16 years old and were caught with marijuana and loaded guns. Some of you may have caught me on the news lately, but for those who didn't, I am the current chair of the Knoxville's African American Equity Restoration Task Force. The goal is to support investments that restore access and opportunities to African Americans and their communities in Knoxville who were displaced by urban renewal. For those that don't know, I'll just share quickly that urban renewal in Knoxville, Tennessee significantly impacted the landscape and communities, particularly the African American populations between 1959 and 1974. The initiative was actually driven by federal incentives under the Housing Act of 1949. Now, the goal was to modernize cities, eliminate blight, and revitalize urban areas by demolishing what was deemed substandard buildings to make way for new development. However, this process often targeted Black neighborhoods disproportionately, leading to the displacement of thousands of residents, the destruction of numerous businesses, homes, churches, and community institutions. The city of Knoxville and Knoxville's Community Development Corporation, that's KCDC, announced this past Wednesday they'd be receiving a $42.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the largest federal grant awarded in the city's recent history. The money will be used to make connectivity improvements between East Knoxville and other areas. The city's goal is to make downtown and the urban wilderness in South Knoxville more accessible to East Knoxville residents via walking, biking, or other forms of transportation. Now, this is going to be a long project. It is a significant investment. So you can go to KCDC's website and actually read the specifics of the grant. And then once the phases are developed and the plans are put in place, I'll let you know about that and you can review those as well. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back in a while as P.I. Pam joins me to continue our review of trending news.
All right, listeners, as promised, I have none other than our top investigator and y'all know you know, most often instigator, T.I. Pam joining us as we continue our review of trending news. And Pam, I'm going to start off talking about Vice President Kamala Harris. She is taking a stand on the legal ramifications of marijuana. She is asking the federal government to change the classification of marijuana as a drug. She says, and I quote, "Nobody should have to go to jail for smoking weed." She also said, "I cannot emphasize enough that they need to get to it as quickly as possible. We need to have a resolution based on their findings and their assessment. This issue is stark when one considers the fact that marijuana is considered as dangerous as heroin and more dangerous than fentanyl, which is absurd, not to mention patently unfair." Couldn't said it better myself. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that marijuana was classified like heroin and fentanyl.
Yes, it's in that same classification of drugs, which is ridiculous, because if you think about it, have you ever heard anybody overdosing on marijuana or doing anything crazy on marijuana?
Well, more in political news, and I'm just reporting the news, y'all. I'm reporting it as I read it, that's shared by the media. So, first, And we talked about this a couple of times. Trump says that black people can relate to him because of his mugshot and legal troubles, which, you know, disturbed me greatly. And by the way, speaking of legal troubles, he is still looking for somebody to back his sizable bond. So this is how this worked. Trump was ordered to pay a penalty after he was found liable for fraud in the amount of $355 million plus interest, which totaled over $454 million. In order to appeal the decision, which he said he's going to do, he is required to post an appeal bond of $464 million. But nobody wants to back that amount of money. Now, his supporters, you know, they got a little GoFundMe going, and it's growing, but I don't think it's going to grow to $464 million.
No, he's going to have to do something else with that. He's going to have to get OnlyFans or something. There's no way.
You say he can sell some more of those gold tennis shoes? Whatever happened with those? I mean, I know their first round sold out, but maybe they can produce some more.
Yeah, they did sell out, but that's a lot of money. And if they come up with that, then that ain't no way.
Right. All right. Well, also, he said if he does not win the 2024 election, it will be a bloodbath. I have questions. Whose blood and where? Like, I need to know what kind of violence or riot or what is being planned. Where is this going down if Trump doesn't win?
And you know them Trumpsters, if he says jump, they say hell high. You see what happened January 6th. So it's going to be that plus blood. I'm like you. I need to know where. Is it going to be like the Purge?
I wasn't even trying to. I came with you, Pam. So listen, let me just say really quick. We don't rehearse this, right? Pam really doesn't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what she's going to say. I share the stories, and then we engage in a conversation. So you all have to forgive me if she catches me off guard sometimes. Now, I accidentally listened to a part of the speech. You know, I was watching the news, not paying attention. Next thing I know, I heard him talking. But he referred to migrants as animals, saying they're not people. And I'm saying, well, what are they then? He might need to take a biology class, because regardless of what he thinks or what anybody thinks, and I'm not going to get into it, I have before, about our migrant issues, these are still people. So I'm kind of, you know, opposed to that statement. But the cherry on top is when he said that those convicted, because you just brought this up, but he said those convicted in the January 6th riots were hostages.
Hostages? Now, let me think. Hostages means you're being held against your will. So them people were going in. Okay, Trump, you say so.
Well, no, okay, you're right. Hostage means you're held against your will, basically. But based on his definition, everybody in jail is a hostage. So then what we going to do?
I guess we're going to get us some free them T-shirts or something. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want to do?
Well, folks are out here just airing the dirty laundry, letting all the bones fall out of the closet as allegation after allegation of sexual misconduct or assault is being revealed. A lawsuit was filed Monday, yesterday, in Manhattan that revealed the first public details of a sexual assault claim brought against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who was accused of sexually assaulting a woman in 1993. She accused him of demanding a sexual favor in exchange for his help in advancing her career in the police department. Mayor Adams denied the allegation, said he don't even know the woman, he don't remember meeting her, and that the sexual assault absolutely did not happen. I hope it didn't
either, but I haven't read it or anything, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of these people come with receipts.
That is true. Because think about it. I know this is over 20 years ago, but why would you file a lawsuit without receipts, right?
Exactly.
Because you know, I mean, you got to have something. You just can't go file a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's going to get down and dirty.
Well, Pam, we talked about this before, and then I think it was last week that I shared about just increasing fights and violence in high schools. It's getting worse because students are getting more aggressive. The fights are getting worse. Teachers are getting hurt. But then I recently read about the family of Kaylee Gain, a Missouri girl who was critically injured during a fight. This happened about 2 weeks ago near a St. Louis high school. They said she has suffered a fractured skull and has not regained consciousness. A video shows the 16-year-old was punched during the altercation near Hazelwood East High School on March 8th. And I'm just going to say, this makes me very sad. The cruelty and viciousness of some of our young people is pretty scary.
It is. I see stories about this all the time. There was a 16-year-old girl who was stabbed at leaving the skating ring by a 15-year-old boy. In fact, he stabbed two girls, and one of them passed away. The mother was on Facebook posting about, you know, holding her, people recording her daughter dying, taking her last breath instead of trying to help her. They're too busy recording and putting it on live and all this, she said. She said it was just true. She said she'll never get over that and she'll never, you know, forgive them for putting those moments up. It seems like everything. I don't know if I don't even know what's going on with these kids. At 15, 16, you know what we was doing. We was living our best little lives, watching you make buttons and
right.
And whatever, right. Going to the but we was not doing all this now.
It's another layer of worry that parents have to face as their kids go to school. Just like we've had these school shootings, church shootings, shootings in the, in fact, somebody just got shot in Walmart, but that's because a man bent over with the gun in his pocket and it went off. But regardless, there's just shootings everywhere. There's not our traditional safe places. And then the number of fights, and I've even read and heard about some locally. So that's just another level of fear. So one more thing you have to worry about and pray about for our young people. Okay, let me change gears a little bit. You sent me an article about a new water slide opening at Lake Lanier. Now, listeners, you probably like, what's so interesting about that? Well, one, it's a pretty big water slide. But for those that missed the segment of the Conspiracy Corner where Pam talked about Lake Lanier, I'm going to ask her to share it just one more time for the people in the back. So, Pam, share with the listeners what you shared with me and then on the previous show about Lake Lanier.
Okay, Lake Lanier is in Georgia. It is, allegedly, it was a city of black residents. They successful, they had businesses, everything, and once the government wanted to take over the land, they opened up the dam and flushed them out. So most of the people there were buried under the water. So people in Georgia know that Lake Lanier is haunted. And there's been several accounts of people, you know, not coming back, going out there, and, you know, there's been a couple of men that said they died in the mermaids. Don't laugh, Jesus. The mermaids, you know, had them under the water and things whatsoever. So it's spooked. We don't go to Lake Lanier. And if you do, you're crazy because you're not supposed to go there. So for them to build a water slide, they're going to slide themselves right on into heaven.
And I don't even buy into your conspiracy theories, but a part of me says, just to be on the safe side, I'm going to steer clear. And then, Pam, before we go, you shared with me, since we're talking about conspiracies, your take and concern about Princess Kate. And you got me thinking, so share with the listeners as well, and I want to see what they think about this. Princess Kate.
Yes, where is Kate Middleton? Y'all, somebody needs to find her because her nor her kids have been seen publicly since December, around Christmas time. And on December 28th, they said that she allegedly went to the hospital for a scheduled surgery. Now, I've never known somebody to leave from their home in an ambulance to go to a scheduled surgery.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. She left in an ambulance. Well, that's the first red flag. Mm. And then the red flag is that while she was in the hospital for all these weeks, allegedly, Prince William only went to see her once. Prince Charles went to see her once. Her parents nor her kids ever went to see her. So then people start asking, you know, what, how's Kate doing? You know, where's Kate? Whatever. So they put up these Photoshop pics of her and the kids. Mm-hmm. And people, y'all think I'm a P.I. These people on TikTok and stuff, they are real P.I. So they just zoomed in. And why she got five fingers? And whose head is that on there? That's the shirt she had on something. So they was on it. Even before I could get on, they were on it. So then she allegedly, I have to keep saying allegedly,
right,
gets on social media and says that it's her and blah, blah,
who
blah.
Who says that?
That's what Kay has been saying on her social media accounts, that it was her and she's not good at putting.
Is this a video or are you reading like text?
Reading like a tweet or something.
So no one has still seen her is what you're telling me.
Right. No one has seen her. And William, allegedly, he's been seeing this woman named Rose. And so.
Say it ain't so.
Yeah, Rose / Camilla is trying to get in there with William. So if that's the case, William, where is Kate? Because now, all of a sudden, they're saying that Kate's going to make an appearance on Easter. Now, hold up now. That's the king of all kings day. Why would you want to take the limelight off of that? But Kate, so, allegedly, Kate has left, and she's with her mother and her kids somewhere else if they haven't Princess Diana'd her.
It's a royal mess. Okay, Pam, you made this sound real interesting, and you got me wondering and twiddling my thumbs a bit. So stay on top of that, because now you got me wanting to know, where is Kate?
Now, go on down the rabbit hole, because once you get down there, you're going to be like, now this makes a lot of sense. Pam, that's crazy. I thought you was.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But that's going to be it for this bit. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. And by the way, Pam, while we're celebrating Women's History Month, I know you had some women you want to highlight, so I'm going to ask you to put all them together. So for our final show in March, we can really celebrate some local sheroes who are doing some great things for the community of Knoxville.
Okay. That sounds good. And I can't wait to tell it.
All right, now.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking with T, your urban talk show.
The show designed with you in mind.
And we would love to connect with you right now on social media. All things Talking with T. And you can listen to the show 24/7, 365 on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio.
Now on that note, T will end with a quote.
I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. Maya Angelou. Remember where you heard the word. Keep being kind until next time. You've been listening to Talking with T.